It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Genesis. We're going to begin with the 14th chapter. So if you would please take your Bibles and open it up to the 14th chapter of Genesis, you can enjoy reading this with me today. And we're going to read from the 14th chapter. We're going to read all the way down to the 13th chapter. 13th verse, we're going to end there. It's kind of a strange place to end, but I think that that'll be a good spot for us. And so please that you do open your Bibles, and we'll begin there. While you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, you could find us at our mailing address to send to that address, Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to visit our website, you will find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. I'm glad that you have taken this time to join us today, and I hope that you enjoy the study. So please prepare now as we read, and there are lots of names in this section, so you be praying for me as we enjoy this study today. And it came to pass in the days of Amraphel, king of Shinar, Arnok, king of Elisar, Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, and Tidal, king of nations, that these made war with Bera, king of Sodom, Birsha, king of Gomorrah, Shinab, king of Admah, Shem-Eber, king of Zeboiim, and king of Bela, which is Zoar. All these were joined together in the vale of Siddim, which is the Salt Sea. 12 years they served Chedorlaomer, and in the 13th year they rebelled. In the 14th year came Chedorlaomer and the kings that were with him, and smote Rephaim's in Ashtaroth, Carnaim, and Zuzim's in Ham, and Elam's in Shavi, Kurathaim. I hope that that's close. Again, be patient with me. And the Horites in their Mount Seir, unto Elparan, which is by the wilderness. And they returned and came to Enmishpat, which is Kadesh, and smote all the country of the Amalekites, and also the Amorites, which dwelt in Hazzon Tamar. And there went out the king of Sodom, and the king of Gomorrah, and the king of Admah, and the king of Zeboiim, and the king of Bela, the same as Zoar. And they joined battle with them in the vale of Siddim, with Chedorlaomer, the king of Elam, and with Tidal, the king of nations, Amraphel, king of Shinar, and Arioch, king of Elazar, 4 kings with 5. And the vale of Siddim was full of slime pits. The kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled and fell there, and they that remained fled to the mountains. They took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their victuals and went their way. And they took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. And there came one that escaped and told Abram the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the plain of Mamre, the Amorite, brother of Ishkul, brother of Aner, and these were confederate with Abraham. We're going to end right there. And again, I said that's kind of a strange place, but we've got to stop someplace, and a beautiful message we're going to have here today. Father, thank you and praise you as we come in prayer before we start the study. I thank you for your word, the reading of your word. Forgive me, Father, as I stumble over these names and places. Help me to say them clearly so that it does not distract from the lesson today. I thank you for this opportunity to learn your word and learn your way and learn your will. And I thank you for this opportunity to teach your way and will. Now please, Lord, as we look at this, show us very carefully and very clearly through your word that we are believers in Jesus Christ. And if there's someone listening today that does not know you as their Savior, please, Lord, bring them to you, that they will trust by faith in you. Lord, please, teach us your way and teach us your will today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We look at these words, and there was a lot of places and a lot of names that we are speaking of here. And this Chedorlaomer here in the first verse, it's about two-thirds of the way through the verse, king of Elam. And then if you'll come to verse 9, with Chedorlaomer, the king of Elam, and the other kings that are listed there, we have this king, Chedorlaomer, and his pact, those that are with him. Amraphel is the first one that's listed there, king of Shinar, and Arak, the king of Elasar, and then Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, and Tidal, king of nations. Those kings at some time went up against the kings of Sodom, Gomorrah, and the other cities, ending with Zoar here in verse 2. And we have Bera, Bersha, Adma, and Shem, Eber, all these Shinab. I listed one of them. Admer was the town. And then king of Bela, which is Zoar. As we look through those, we find, if you'll count, and I've underlined them, you had four kings that went against five. And if you'll notice over here in the ninth verse, that's the reason I took you there quickly today, you'll find four kings with five. And that's what we're talking about, the four kings with five. These four kings in the first verse went against the five kings in the second verse. And they possessed that land. And if you'll take a map, and I hope that you have just a few minutes to do this, because if you would take a map with me, and I have one that's in front of me that has the from Canaan, from the Mediterranean Sea, all the way over and covers the Babylonian Empire and all things of that. And this is a map that I have is from 2000 to 1600 B.C., which involves this this time here that we're looking at, because we're in the time period of about 1900 B.C. is where we're at with this situation with these kings. I want you to see first that this is the first war that has ever been listed. It's the first time that war has ever been spoken of. I'm sure it's not the first war, but it was the first war where kings went against kings to possess someone else's land. So we have a purpose here, and you wonder why when we begin this verse if you've never studied this before. And I'm going to help you with the why, because it's a three-letter word, and that's Lot. L-O-T. Lot is the purpose for the recording of this battle and what's going on here. And I will show you as we continue to study why that is tied in one with the other. We looked at the first four kings here in verse 1 of chapter 14, and you'll find those kings to be in the area of Babylon and over in the Babylonian Empire, in that section there. Chedorlaomer, king of Elam. You have Shinar, king of Shinar. You find those these places are listed in that section over in the region of Babylon. And so you can imagine right off the bat what is happening here, and that these are very wicked, idol-worshipping kings. And there are four kings here of the first verse that go up against five kings of the second verse. And when I show you the five kings of the second verse, we're going to move to another map, and I hope that you are doing this with me, because as we look at the next map here, I've come to just a map of the land of Canaan. And you can look on the map of Canaan, and you will find it would be larger for you to see instead of the big map that we had before us a few minutes ago. You will find the Dead Sea, the Salt Sea, the Dead Sea. And if you'll look at the very south end of the Salt Sea, you'll find a little town named Zoar. And look at the end of verse 2, and it says, "And the king of Bela, which is Zoar." And all these five kings of verse 2 are in this area of the southern tip of the Dead Sea. Now, nobody knows for sure where Sodom and Gomorrah really are located, but there was this, they call them the cities of the valley when the destruction of it will come here in the near future. But it is down, and they believe it to be in that, it's kind of a shaded area. We know something about it, don't we? Because it says in the valley of Siddim, it was full of slime pits, and the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled and fell there. That's the 10th verse of the section that we just read. And so, and I do hope you've taken a few minutes to open up a map, maybe just in the back of your Bible, but I want you to see the lower part of the Dead Sea. In my map, it's kind of colored, it's shaded, and that's, they're saying they believe that that is where these five kings and their kingdoms, that's where they lived, that's where they were at. Well, the king of Chedorlaomer, and I'm going to use him as the example here, as the ringleader, I suppose. It may have been Amraphel. It's hard to tell which one was really the one. They were together. They came all the way from the area of Babylon, all the way up, and then come back down and have taken these cities and possessed them. They controlled them. And they controlled them for 12 years. And again, all these were joined together in the Vale of Siddim, which is the Salt Sea. And so the kings of verse 2, the five kings, all lived at the base of the Salt Sea, on the south end of the Salt Sea. For 12 years they served Chedorlaomer. Look at verse 4. In the 13th year they rebelled. For 12 years they were under the rule and reign of Chedorlaomer and the other three kings, the four kings of the east over around Babylon. They were under their rule. Okay, for 12 years they tolerated it. For the 13th year they said that's enough, and they raised up against them. And in the 14th year came Chedorlaomer and the kings that were with him, and smote. And then we begin in the middle of the 5th verse, and I'm going to map out for you what has taken place as this king Chedorlaomer comes back down to the south end of the Dead Sea, the Salt Sea, come to the south end of that to take control once again of what he had already possessed. So I hope that you see that in verse 1. Verse 1, we have the four kings of the east over around Babylon. They came against, and we're not told when other than the years before in the 4th verse. And they came against the five kings at the base of the Salt Sea, down Sodom and Gomorrah. That was a very, very rich land, very fertile land. And there was much to gain by possessing that. And the king of Chedorlaomer and his other three cohorts took this, possessed it, ruled over it for 12 years. 13th year, the five at the base of that said that's enough. They come up against him. Then a 14th year, here comes Chedorlaomer back from the east over across. He has to go up first. There's no way of traveling through. So he has to go up first and then come down from the north. And we know that because of, number one, the terrain. And Abram made the same voyage. Abram came out of Ur of Chaldees, which is down around the area of Babylon, came up and then back down again. You have to because of the terrain. Chedorlaomer couldn't get there any other way other than going up to the north out of Babylon and then back down south to get to take care of his problem down here with these five kings as they came up against him. And this was done the 14th year. And then in verse 5, in the 14th year came Chedorlaomer and the kings that were with him, and smote Rephaim's in Ashtaroth, Carnaim. Now, if you'll look on the north end of where I have lands of Sodom, of I have Ammon, Moab, Edom, the Amalekites over here, I have Canaanites up across the coast listed there, and all the way up north, the land of Bashan, B-A-S-H-A-N, the kingdom of Og, you'll find Ashtaroth. You come down from there, the next place that is listed here in this fifth verse, and the kings that were with him and smote the Rephaims and Ashtaroth, Carnaim, and Zuzims in Ham. If you'll come right on down south, you'll find a little place called Ham. That's the next location. He smote those. And Emims in Shavi, Kerathaim is the next place. If you'll come all the way down, and again, forgive me, I was doing pretty good till I got to that one last time too. Ashtaroth, then Ham, and then the next location is this Kerathaim. And you'll find that just to the east of the Dead Sea, about halfway through the Dead Sea on the east side, you will find that town. So you see, as Chedorlaomer and his kings, his allies with him, four kings, brought their armies down, and they started defeating people on their way down. And so they're coming from the north at Ashtaroth first, Ham, and then we have Kerathaim, and then the Horites in their Mount Seir. If you come right on down, you'll find Mount Seir south of the Dead Sea. You'll find it located down there. And as we look at that, unto Ilparan, which is the wilderness, and they returned and came to Enmishpat, which is Kadesh. Now, if you'll come across, you can find Kadesh Barnea. And if you'll remember, when the Israelites come out of Egypt for the first time to possess the land of Canaan, you'll find they come to Kadesh Barnea. That's where the 12 spies went into the land. And so we'll find some of these names that are familiar. So we come through here to Mount Seir, over to Kadesh, and he just is on a rampage of taking over these lands. And so we find then in the middle of verse 7, and smote all the country of the Amalekites. And I have the Amalekites there, southern end of Canaan, the land of Canaan, is the Amalekites. And also the Amorites, which that dwelt in Hazazon Tamar. It's all in that same region right there as he sweeps down to take over. And there went out the king of Sodom, and the king of Gomorrah, and the king of Admah, and the king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, the same as Zoar, and they joined the battle with them in the vale of Siddim. Okay, here comes Chedorlaomer down from the north. Remember back to the fourth verse, 12 years, these last five that we just listed in verse 8, for 12 years they were under his rule and reign. They rebelled on the 13th year, and the 14th year, here came Chedorlaomer. He said, all right, did they stop paying their taxes? Did they stop allowing the princes of the land that Chedorlaomer was the king of Elam? Did he stop their rule, and they started to rule themselves? We're not really sure what happened, but they ended that time together, and they threw out the princes. They stopped paying any kind of tribute to them, and it wasn't long that here come Chedorlaomer. He wasn't going to lose that great, full, fertile land down in the land of Sodom and Gomorrah, and so here he come, and he had victory after victory on his way. And so when they came close to Kadesh and the Amalekites, and then so here come these five kings out against Chedorlaomer. And in doing that, we find the ninth verse, and with Chedorlaomer the king of Elam, and with Tidal, the king of nations, Amraphel, the king of Shinar, and Arok, king of Elasar, four kings with five. And this, the vale of Siddim was full of slime pits. That's where they did battle, right at the base, of the of this Dead Sea. And you can imagine what that would be like. And the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled and fell there. They weren't strong enough to go up against Chedorlaomer. And he came and got the victory as he did once before, only this time some died, some fled, and then fled into the mountains. The 10th verse says, the last of it. And they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all the victuals and went their way. And they took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. And there came one that had escaped and told Abram the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the plain of Mamre, the Amorite, brother to Ishkul, brother to Aner, and these were confederate with Abram. Now we're going to back up just a little bit here. We've had our history lesson, haven't we? And I hope that you've enjoyed that as we tried to, and I sure hope that you have a map in front of you, because, and maybe you can just kind of picture it as the five kings of the south of the Dead Sea, the Salt Sea, and Zoar. Most of you will have Zoar written down there. They were under the rule and reign of Chedorlaomer. That lasted again for 12 years. The 13th year, they decided to rebel against him. The 14th year, here came Chedorlaomer after them. And he went up north out of Babylon and then came down and making victory after victory as he come through sweeping the land till he got to the place of the people he possessed. And when he got there, he took care of Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities of the valley, and those kings fell there. And then we find in the 11th verse, they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their victuals and went their way. And they took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. Now, I want you to see that Lot was with them. Now, let's look back over in the previous chapter, because we need to see, how did Lot get down into Sodom? You know, I don't understand this. The last we left him, remember, Abram and Lot and their herdsmen were fighting because the cattle numbers were so great and the land would not contain them. So Abram said, Lot, you look to the right, I'll go to the left if you want to go to the right. If you want to go to the left, I'll go to the right. He made up his mind, whichever way you want to go, Lot, I'll go the opposite way. And so Lot lifted up his eyes, the 10th verse tells us, and beheld all the plains of the Jordan, that it was well watered, where everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Wait a minute, before he destroyed them? They're still there, aren't they? Now we find that their lands have been taken, but the cities are still present. As the garden of the Lord likened to the land of Egypt, and thou comest to Zoar. Oh, we're back to Zoar, aren't we? Well, we kind of know now where that Lot pitched his tent, didn't we? He must have been up on the hill just a little bit, overlooking the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. But the men of, verse 12, Abraham dwelt in the land of Canaan. Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain and pitched his tent towards Sodom. Just towards Sodom. But the wickedness of Sodom, the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. And then we have the promise that Abraham received there. But what happened to Lot? Somewhere along the line, he could not stand. He looked upon the land of Sodom and Gomorrah, and it was so fertile and so rich, even though it was very, very wicked, he slipped into it. He went right into it. And so now we have Lot living in Sodom. Well, we're going to find that's the reason that Abram's going to have to go after him, because you see, Lot is his nephew. And we'll find and have verses of Scripture that we're going to look up the next time we come together. We're going to look at those verses of Scripture because we find Lot, even though he doesn't act like it, even though he doesn't talk like it, even though he lives right smack dab in the world in Sodom, we find that he is a believer. He is a believer in the true God. And once you're a believer in the true God, God never forsakes you, even if you forsake him. He will never forsake you. And you'll find this to be true all through the Word of God. And here is a beautiful example. Now, for the first time, do you know why that we talked about the first war that ever took place? Why that these cities, of all these wicked people, why we took time to read them? And it comes down, as I said at the beginning, to one man's name, and that man's name is Lot. We're going to see what Abram is made of. We're going to see his value and his quality and his strength under the Lord. And we'll see, and we need to see, what happened to Lot. Lot went in to Sodom and Gomorrah. He shouldn't have pitched his tent towards there. And we need to do the same in this world. We need to pitch our tent away from the world. We need to look to the things of God, not to the things of the world. If you look to the things of the world, and I don't care what it is, if you look to the things of the world and that's what controls you, you're going to have the same problem that Lot had. Well, what happened to Lot? He was living in Sodom. And when this king, Chedorlaomer, came with his other three cohorts, other three allies with him, they came and they took all the possessions of the land. They took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah, everything they took, and Lot. They took Lot. Now, if Lot would have looked to the ways of God and went to the altar of God, he would not have been in the city, and no one, including Abraham, would have cared that Chedorlaomer possessed these five kings and kingdoms and took them wherever he wanted to. It didn't matter. Chedorlaomer this time came down, said, "I've had it." He gleaned the goods out of Sodom and Gomorrah, and he took them home. All the way back home, he took these things. And he took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. And there came one that escaped. One that escaped from down there, maybe a servant of Lot, maybe someone in Lot's company. And he came, escaped, and told Abram the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the plan of Mamre, the Amorite, the brother of Ishkul, the brother of Aner, and these were the confederates with Abraham. So he come and he reported unto Abraham what had happened. Your nephew Lot has been taken. And we need to see, because his point, Chedorlaomer's point and plan was, is to take all this back to his place. He possessed it, it's his spoil, he has it, and so he has taken all these five wicked kings, five wicked lands and wicked people. He has taken that back home with him because he had had it. 12 years they served him. The 13th year they rebelled, the 14th year Chedorlaomer came after him. In this coming against him, this time we find that he took Lot with him. Lot shouldn't have been there. Stay out of the world. Lot looked, chose. He lifted up his eyes in verse 10. He chose in verse 11. And we find him pitching his tent in verse 12. Now we find in verse 12 of chapter 14. This was in chapter 13. 12 of chapter 14, they took Lot, Abram's son. He was living in Sodom. It wasn't long that he was part of their family there. Now, I hope that you were able to stay with us. I hope that you remember what happened to Lot, why that he ended up in the city of Sodom. This isn't the end of the story, I hate to tell you. We'll get to the rest of the story concerning Lot very soon. But this, we need to see, Abram kept his eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ, the coming Messiah, the God of Israel, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob that's to come. Abram kept his eyes on the God that called him out of Ur of Chaldees. Lot turned his eyes, even though he was a believer, turned his eyes upon the world, and he found himself in the cities of the valley, in Sodom and Gomorrah. And here comes Chedorlaomer and took him with everybody else back home, back to where he came from. Now, I want you to live for Jesus Christ. I want you to know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?